And they lived with Josh?
Hey, Josh, it's Tammy. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm good. How are you?
Good. How was your night last night? I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever.
It was good. My father's here. Let me give you the phone. Hold on.
All right. Awesome.
Hello, this is Aaron. Hi.
Hey, Aaron.
Tammy?
It's Tammy. Yes. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Good, good. So, yeah, I just wanted to give you guys a quick call over there, see how things were going, but also introduce myself, obviously.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Everything's going good.
Good, good. Yeah, no, I called yesterday and talked to Josh a few times, so sounds like you guys got a good operation going over there, and I'm excited to work with you guys. You know.
It's simple. It's not that big. It's simple. But I like to sell the stone pretty much before I get it in.
Yeah.
You know, so I require a deposit on it. I show the cert.
Love that.
And I require a deposit on it.
Okay.
And it is what it is, and when it comes in, it's near 100% sale.
Okay. Awesome.
Of course, sometimes it doesn't go through, but
right.
Most of the time, it goes through.
Do you guys do a lot of
natural? I don't like the shipping back and forth.
Right.
Mostly natural.
Okay. And how long?
I try to discourage the lab because it's just worthless.
I know.
Tomorrow it's going to be worthless, and we don't get it back, and we don't do, and, you know, it's. I try to tell the customers it's just the stone that's going to replace the synthetic CZs.
Right, it's just CZ in the long run, honestly.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
in the long run, right, it's what it's going to end up being. And,
Can't wait to when you go to the pharmacy, you know, pick up your engagement ring at the pharmacy at the same time.
Well, you still need it. They wouldn't do gold and stuff like that.
No, but it's practically the same thing as, you know, going to like Claire's or Walmart or something, you know.
Right.
We've definitely been seeing it pop up there.
What is the difference between, what's the difference between the synthetic or genuine is going to be, you know, the people that want genuine are going to still buy genuine.
Exactly.
So I try to convince them out of it, and, you know, if they want it, then they're great, you know.
Right.
And I even tell them, you know, like right now I make my watches, and I do sapphire stone crystals on all of them.
Okay.
Well, tomorrow I'm going to be able to start ordering them in diamond crystals.
Oh, okay.
It's going to hit the watch market soon.
Right.
Why bother with making a cubic zirconia or sapphire crystals or any of the other stuff when you can do diamond?
Yeah, for,
you know,
the same cost, if not less eventually.
Yeah, it's all in the cutting. The cost is mostly in the cutting, not in the manufacturing of it.
I know. I think it's getting down to like $30 a carat now to create.
The cutting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, so I try to stay with natural, and I try to get a sale before I even call it in.
Okay.
I was having a little issue with Dustin a couple of times, minor issues.
Sure.
But I don't want to bother with it. You know?
Right.
If I get stones in that I didn't order and have to ship it back, I don't want it here.
Right.
I
understand that.
I don't want the package to be lost, and then we're going to have issues, you know.
Mm-hmm. Understand completely.
So you should get back the diamond today. It was picked up last night.
Yeah, it looks like it's already back in our inventory, so that's fine.
It's back.
Yep.
And then a couple times I called up, the diamond was sold, but he's trying to push on a lower grade.
Okay.
Can't do that to the customer.
Okay.
That'll make me look bad.
Right.
Something of same quality,
mm-hmm.
or better, you know.
Okay.
Then I can sell it. You know?
Right.
But I'm not going to tell the customer, oh, this is, I don't want to take a less price either, you know.
Right. No, understandable.
When I can shop it. So, and that's what happened with this. He didn't have the stone. I said, okay, I'm going to go shop it. and one of my other vendors had it. And so I ordered it in, and then a few days later I got the stone in. It's like,
okay.
What?
Now, do you ever show multiple stones, or you just get one in and that's it, the done deal?
Sometimes I do multiple.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, if they're not 100% sure, and this one is close and this one's close, this one may have, you know, to say a VSF and the other one is a SID, you know.
Right.
They may see the dollars is very similar, you know, or the E and it's very similar. They're not sure which one is better and they want to see it, then I'll order a couple of them in. But, you know, that's unless we ask for it, don't send it.
Okay. Yeah. No, understood
right?
Completely.
You know, because I also don't want to confuse a customer if you send a couple of stones.
Right.
And all that's doing is I'm going to show the one and then send back the one. So, you know. And I try to sell our stones that we have in stock before I sell anybody else's stones.
Yeah.
So the only time I'm really ordering a stone is because I don't have it.
Right.
You know.
Now, what's your guys' wallet look like? What kind of stones do you guys carry typically?
Mostly carrots.
Okay.
And the carrots, the 2-carat stock. You know, I don't carry much above 2-carat for safety reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't show it either. I just, if I'll pull it out, I'll pull it out, but I won't show it in the showcase for safety reasons.
Right.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah, too many eyes.
Yeah, and then, before you know it, you get into trouble. And I don't carry the Rolex. I do my own brand.
Okay.
So that eliminates another whole story, you know. And people that buy my watch, they buy it for the store, by the name, for me.
Sure.
Know? And it's the same maker as if the Omega, Tag-Heuer, Bermercier, Breitling, other fine Swiss watches. So it's quality.
Yeah.
And the jewelry we make here in-house.
Okay.
And,
do you guys do any, like, custom and stuff, or is it all just...
Custom. I have a huge selection.
Okay.
And then we do custom as well. We can do it from pictures, from... I have a great CAD guy out of Los Angeles that I use. So we can even take pictures and just duplicate a photograph.
Oh, nice.
You know.
I love that.
Yeah. And so we work with that, too.
I love that.
But having it in stock is 99% of the sale.
Yes. No, I agree 100%. That's, like, a big thing that a lot of I at least suggest to a lot of my partners. I mean, most people, if they're shopping, they're shopping to shop that day. And if they walk, you might not never see them again. I mean, it's usually they want
something. But, you know,
something.
This is why I show the cert. And it's a next-day delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing locals. I'm not in the tourist area.
Right.
So they can wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I do a low margin.
Okay.
I'll work on 5-10% even.
Okay.
On a stone.
Yeah, we typically work in like a single digit margin ourselves.
Yeah, it's fine. Let's turn it. I'll make money on the ring, my labor and the gold and all that stuff, and build up a customer that way.
Right. No, 100%. How did you get started in the business?
I'm second generation. My father was a jeweler, and he had 2 jewelry stores. So at 12 years old, I started working.
Oh, awesome. What was like your favorite thing, especially growing up? What were you drawn to?
Oh, custom designing.
Yeah.
Yeah, waxing.
It's usually kind of what people find themselves kind of...
Well, that's what was in the 60s, so...
Yeah.
You know, this is before the CAD. And, I just took to it. And now my son is Joshua's 3rd generation.
That's awesome. Love keeping it in the family. It makes the heart feel fun.
Yeah. Now
well,
I'm
good.
45 years in Vegas.
Awesome. And he plans on keeping it going then too, right?
Yeah, he plans on keep going.
Awesome.
He needs money.
I think we all do.
Daddy's not going to support him forever.
Well, I'm sure it's in good hands.
He's been working here also. He's been coming here with me on Saturdays when he was a kid.
Oh.
And he's been working here now about 7 years.
Okay, nice. I love that.
He knows that. And they have their own clientele. It's so cute. These young boys and girls that used to hang out at the house are all getting married now.
Aw. He's
27.
It's got to feel good to you, too, to see them all growing up and kind of...
Oh, yeah, they're all growing up, coming in. They're having babies already, and I'm piercing their ears.
Oh, my gosh. It's got to be such a strange kind of transition where you're like, oh, my God, I just remember you when you were, you know, just a little tyke.
Yeah, I know. It's just amazing.
Oh, I'm so good. That's great. Well, I'm happy that I'll be working with you. You know, if you need anything at all, just give me a holler. But is there anything right now, you know, even as we come closer to the holiday season, obviously we have studs and tennis bracelets and all that kind of stuff, too. I know you guys make your own jewelry, but, you know, in a
pinch. I make
pinch.
My own, but like in the studs, there's a stud that has what we call reflections, which has a white gold rim around the diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes the diamond so much brighter and bigger.
Okay. Kind of like an illusion setting? Yep.
Yeah. So I pretty much do that out of some gems one.
Okay.
They supply it. So, and then if there's anything basic, I just do it here.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's always something.
Yeah.
Josh was working with one customer for the lab tennis necklace.
Okay.
So that's still in the works. The customer may get it for the holidays.
Okay. Well, we have that stuff, too. So if there is anything, you
know,
along those lines or, you know, any fancy yellows or any crazy asks, even if it's something you don't think, you know, I might be able to help with, at least I can point you in the right direction if that's the case.
Well, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. We've been working to, you know, the company.
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah.
But I hope to,
yeah. And Maggie,
you know,
was just wonderful. She was
yeah,
so nice.
Yeah, and I loved Maggie. You know, she's
she
off doing
great.
Her own thing, but she was a good egg.
Yeah, bless her. Yeah, but okay.
All right.
Tammy's just as good.
Yes.
Just don't be over pushy, like, you know, because it's no use. It's, all it does is irritate us.
Right. No, I understand completely. I'm always about learning and figuring out the best way to help you guys, you know, whatever helps you make the sale and whatever helps you in the long run, you know, that's my goal.
Right. And we'll have a good relationship.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank
All
you.
All right.
You
Not a problem, of course, Aaron. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.